about what you're doing. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
All righty, I'm on. What am I on? I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, but today is a very, well, today's a somber day because, as many of you know, this hate crimes legislation has not passed yet, but it looks like it may because of the lethargy and the... Well, quite honestly, the lack of involvement on the part of those who listen to us and true alternative media. I'm going to bring Ted Pike on the show in just a moment and have him tell you how serious the situation is and how the ADL and the homosexual lobby and Ted Kennedy and company, which is basically one and the same, have railroaded and pushed this 2067 appendage in the Congress of the United States. And right now, let me welcome Ted Pike to the program of truthtellers.org. Hello, Ted.
Hello, Rick. Thanks for having me again.
Well, I had no choice. I had to call you and get you on because I know you've sent out several urgent emails in the last day or so, and just last night we again had urged people to call their senators because we knew a vote was imminent and it was going to be brought up to the floor, and I wanted to make that clear that at any moment this piece of legislation that would enact the hate crimes bill would be voted on. The Kennedy measure was being pushed, and Ted Kennedy personally got involved in a little bit of arm twisting, so I'm told, and trying to do some trade-offs to try to get this thing passed. So I'm going to let you give us tonight an example of how dire things may be or may not be, but the floor is yours, Ted Pike.
All right. Thanks, Rick. Yes, I think dire is not an exaggeration. Basically, what's going on today is that the Kennedy hate bill, basically, Kennedy wanted to impose cloture on it. He wanted to he put in a resolution to the Senate Majority Leader that all debate be stopped on the hate bill and that cloture be proclaimed, basically ending debate and necessitating a vote. Now, that vote has been delayed a couple of days now, largely because it's very difficult for these Democrats to get together, all 60 of them, in one place at one time in order to maximize every last vote.
Yes.
And so they haven't been able to get this quorum of Democrats, pro-hate bill people there together. And what that's done is given us more time. Meanwhile, on the floor of the Senate, they have pretty much put it open to anybody who wants to say anything about anything they want to. And so Senator Kennedy, Senator Smith of Oregon, Senator Reid, Senator Menendez, and other pro-hate bill senators have been taking the floor for about 2 minutes or more and have been very dramatically calling for a vote on the hate bill.
All right. We'll pick up where we left off, and when we come back in 3 minutes with Uncensored Radio Free America, I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, sounding the alarm. Ted Pike is my guest. Join us.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
My guest, Ted Pike, and, yeah, if I sound a little bit somber, it's because I am. You know, Ted, once again, I called my two senators in Rhode Island, and, of course, one of them is an out-and-out sponsor of the bill, Jack Reed, whom many of you have seen on television deliver the response to George Bush in many cases when he, of course, has his speech to the nation. And the other, Sheldon Whitehouse, is also a staunch backer of this bill. And, of course, as you know, most of the Democrats are. But in any event, I registered my strong protests, and I told them, please don't send me a letter. Don't send me a letter which tries to rationalize support for the bill and tell me there's nothing in it that can be used to abridge the First Amendment and the rights of all American citizens, because that simply is not true. And I proceeded to tell them why it's not true. And for all the good that it may or may not have done, again, I registered my protest. And I'm afraid, Ted, that we're in the minority, a very small minority of people that is actually doing anything. And that's unfortunate, because we know what we can do in numbers. We've seen that with other pieces of legislation this past year. So, anyway, having said that, you want to continue to tell us about why
This has happened. What has happened with the opposition, and what has happened with the various groups that you know, were staunchly against this, the Focus on the Family and Concerned Women and the American Family Association and so forth?
Yeah. Well, it's a bizarre turn of events, to say the least. One of the most disconcerting realities in the Senate right now is that while these liberals and pro-hateville senators are taking every opportunity to get up and bleed over Matt Shepard and David Ray and so on, the Republican senators, even those who are staunch hateville opponents, are not standing up and speaking and criticizing the hateville. For 2 days, it's been an open forum there. Anybody can say anything they want, at least for 2 minutes. And yet the liberals take the floor, and it's unbelievable.
And why is that the case, do you think, Ted?
Well, I should mention that late this afternoon, fairly soon before disbanding, Senator Orrin Hatch did give up, did stand up and gave a couple of minutes that were really very good arguments against the hate bill. But to my knowledge, he is the only one in the U.S. Senate who has done that. Now, let me just, before I answer that question, I'll give you another sobering reality, and that is that a whole host of new right organizations have literally created a blackout of information about the hate bill to their millions of constituents. And they are, let me just read you some of them. I guess I don't have that in front of me, but there's the American Family Association, Dobson's Focus on the Family, Family Research Council, Concerned Women for America, on and on. You go to any of those websites, and you will find they're talking about ENDA, they're talking about other things, but they are giving absolutely no information to the evangelicals about a present ongoing hate bill conflict in the Senate.
Now, that was not the case shortly before, and what happened?
That was not the case even several, maybe 3 weeks ago. And maybe I could just share with you my speculations about the real dynamic that's going on here. Well, as we know, the opposition to the hate bill has mushroomed during the last 9 months, and that is the opposite of Bush's approval rating. And so also the future of the Republican leadership in the House is in jeopardy, and with that Republican leadership goes the invitation of the Christians and conservatives to come to the White House and enjoy and be part of the administration. Now, what I suspect, and this is my hypothesis, is that Bush and his Zionist neocon advisors did not lightly decide to promise a veto on the hate bill. They really wanted something out of it. They recognized the emergence of a very real and potentially helpful power block in this burgeoning opposition to the hate bill. And on the one hand, the hidden Zionist power brokers behind our Skull and Bones president want hate laws. There's no doubt that liberal Jews, neocon, liberal or conservative, all want hate laws. The 87% of the Jewish community in America is in favor of the Pelosi Democrats in the House. They're predominantly liberal, and the Jewish community is on record in America as supporting hate laws. Now, they want, but on the other hand, Bush wants to regain a stature, lost stature with the evangelicals and the Republicans as a defender of Christian conservative values and freedom. That's what he was elected to sustain and put forth, and he has failed miserably. And now this promised veto, however, gives both of these factions in the White House what they want. The first, the Zionists behind Bush, want this emerging national opposition to the hate bill to be dissipated, to be destroyed. And it is very clear now that the most sensationally effective way that they have done that was to promise a presidential veto. That put millions of Christians at ease and their leaders. the leadership and opposition to the hate bill has largely vanished because it's the let George do it, let George W. do it as far as saving freedom and freedom of speech for us.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was a good idea to the advantage of the neocon Jews surrounding Bush in the White House. And but there's a second great objective, which is one held by Bush and by the Republican leaders and also leaders of the religious right. And they want to have Bush exalted again as the great deliverer of freedom. And in order to do that, the hate bill must be passed. Catch that. The hate bill must be passed because only then, through this promised veto, can Bush reveal himself as true to his word and a champion of free speech, repulsing the liberals who want to take away our First Amendment privileges. So it's necessary to pass the hate bill, believe it or not, in order to give Bush this pretext. And with the exaltation of Bush vetoing this Orwellian legislation, then all things Republican and Christian and conservative will also be elevated along with Bush. And then George Bush, ascendant and up upon his white horse, being helped return to favor with Heartland America, gives the Republicans a real advantage over the hate bill Democrats such as Hillary and so on, and could cause Republican fortunes to ascend nationally with this very precarious presidential race heating up.
Hmm.
And now let's just go back for a second to these hidden Zionists behind Bush and what they want. Yes, by encouraging a veto, they lose the immediate gratification of passing the hate bill. But really, they won't have very long to wait, because if the hate bill passes the Senate, it will also be dignified as legislation that has been ratified by both houses of the Congress, the United States. It's no longer this hard-to-pass bill that's gone through five times and been rejected consistently.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly it has status as a bill passed by the Congress of the United States. So it'll be fairly easy in a little more than a year, once Bush is out, to reintroduce it and pass it unvetoed by an incumbent pro-hate bill administration. So you see, everybody behind the scenes, that is, everybody except the American people and our future freedoms, are being benefited by this. Bush finishes his legacy as a defender of freedom, and not the one who supplanted and took away those freedoms. Similarly, the Republican Party bolsters its strength in its next bid for the White House. And also the new right increases its chances of being in favor with a Republican administration and actually being reinvited into the White House. And finally, the evil Jewish leaders at Bush's elbow are empowered to take away free speech soon. That is about 14 months from now, as their Canadian brethren, the B'nai B'rith people in Canada, have taken away free speech for the Canadian people.
Hmm.
Now, the conservative leaders may believe that this present quote-unquote evil of passing the hate bill, they may believe that will create a much greater ultimate good, that is, the building up of Bush and revival of the image of Bush and republicanism as the defenders of free speech and so on. But in all probability, they and all Republican members of the Senate are actually patsies being used by crafty manipulators behind the scenes in the Bush administration. And I feel that all those who are obviously involved in this incredible charade, where all these new right organizations, I repeat, are now in a boycott, a blackout of any news about this tremendous hate bill conflict and crisis in the Senate. They know what they're doing. Many of these Republicans know what they're doing in remaining silent on the floor of the Senate. They're all working together basically to pass the hate bill.
Well, that's a mouthful. When we come back, I want to also go beyond this and ask you some personal involvement questions and what has happened since your emails have gone out. We'll be back. Got a question or a comment? Ted Pike, truthtellers.org. I'm Rick Adams.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
The first step in winning the war, spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
All right, we're back now with Ted Pike of www.truthtellers.org. And before we take some calls, Ted, let me ask you, I know that you were active in getting on some of the forums, or at least getting in touch with the leadership of some of the aforementioned organizations on the new right, and the evangelical right, and they listened to you, and you had rapport with them, and they did start joining the campaign effort. Now, in the last few days, have you attempted to make direct contact with them, the LaHayes and so forth, people like that? And if so, what was the response?
Well, I actually haven't had time to talk to them and find out their reasons for it, but it's so blatant and so obvious. At our website, truthtellers.org, in my latest article, I have a list of all of these organizations, electronic links. You can just press a click over, and you can go to each one of these organizations and see for yourself the barrenness as of today of any mention of the present crisis in the Senate. It's as if it's off on Venus.
And but you so, have sent the word out, so they have received.
Oh yeah, they all. I have all of them on.
What's going on?
Yeah, I have them on my e-alert list, and I get indications sometimes that they actually tell me that they've been reading my materials and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But I've implored them, in fact, to just send out something, anything, and I get nothing but silence from them. So there's something very strange going on. In fact, I have a friend here in Oregon who's quite an activist, and she called a family research council. And the man that answered the phone, she said, please, is there somebody there who's capable of writing an email alert and sending it out and putting it on the Internet about the hate bill crisis that's going on in the Senate? She did that yesterday. And she said there's nobody in the New Right is warning and alerting the people about this. And as a result, obviously, that the calling in has been very, very low, and low numbers of callers. Some senators this week, just a day or two ago, there were four Senate offices who hadn't even received one call.
I don't doubt that.
All day long against the hate bill.
I have no doubt about it.
Some of them received moderate amounts, some of them fairly brisk, but we called 38 yesterday Republicans, and it was the same thing. I mean, there should be millions. One organization like American Family Association is capable of generating 2 million. 2 million calls or emails going in there in one slot at one time. And so this is there are calls coming in. I called today, and they say that there are calls coming in, although the DREAM Act is getting more calls. But this is bizarre. I've never seen anything like it in my life, to have a great burgeoning movement, a wholesome, clean, and proactive movement, suddenly cave in to some kind of strange agreement, which has all obviously been entered into by leaders of the religious right as well as the Republican contingent in the Senate. You know, Rick, maybe I could just say, you know, a lot of people are going to say, well, what's the use of even calling in now, since these Republicans aren't listening to us, but they've got a separate agenda? Actually, quite the opposite is the true. We should call in, but we've got to have a very different message. And if I could just read that message here.
Yes.
It's when you call in to the senator, the Republican senator, probably from your state, senators, plural, I should say, say to them, it's shameful. This is the message you should give to their receptionist. It's shameful that Senator so-and-so does not speak out against the hate bill on the floor of the Senate. The senator should stand up like Senator Hatch and fight for freedom today. Now, what we've got to do is somehow we've got to let these senators know the American people are watching their abysmal behavior on the floor of the Senate, slouching back in their chairs and not doing anything to stand up and defeat the hate bill. The evidence is they want to have the hate bill passed in order to give a pretext for the glorification of George Bush mm-hmm. as the great savior mm-hmm. from hate crime legislation.
Yeah.
You see, now, if the hate bill is defeated by the American people, then George Bush doesn't get any of the credit. The Republican mm-hmm. Party doesn't get much credit either. The New Right also is not a full beneficiary. But
well, you know, that's nice in theory, but unfortunately, as you know, it doesn't work out in reality, because, first of all, we are very suspicious that George Bush, given his track record, is going to say one thing and do another. But
yeah.
even if he were to veto this particular bill, I see it going back in the same session. There's plenty of time for them to amend it and to bring
yeah.
it back as
sure.
an appendage to the legislation in question.
Yeah. Well, obviously, the trust of the religious right is tremendously misplaced.
Well,
to put that
yeah.
kind of trust into any human being or politician, in which our whole the freedom of our nation depends on their action to save us. That's not right.
Well, that's exactly what Karl Rove, you see, cultivated in them and worked out with them. And people who, as you know, along the way were the poster children of the New Right, now find themselves in scandal after scandal after scandal,
So it's about time that the Christian foot soldiers started to wake up as to what their leadership is doing. That's a must. We'll be right back with some calls. Ted Pike, 1-800-313-9443 is the number. I'm Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody. Because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, I'm back now with Ted Pike, and Ted, let's take a few phone calls and see what people think out there, all right? 1-800-313-9443 is our number, and we're obviously speaking about the hate crimes bill in the Congress, the Kennedy bill, and we're talking about exactly what has happened in the Senate in this closure movement on this particular bill. You know, there's a whole bevy of legislation this week they're trying to jam through. Some has been defeated, some has been sidetracked, but the hate crimes bill has not yet gone down to defeat. Let's talk to, Ernie in Virginia first. Hello, Ernie.
Hi, Rick, and hi, Ted. I did watch C-SPAN 2 today, part of it, and I saw Senator Kennedy speak and Senator Durbin and Schumer and Amy, I forget her last name, from Minnesota. And I was not convinced at all that we had such a crisis and such a big problem when you consider the number of crimes committed by illegal aliens against American citizens. I thought that would be a much more serious problem than the paltry number of anecdotal examples, although some of the examples were very serious, but I can't see undermining our First Amendment rights for a few examples, Ted.
Yeah, that's put very well, Ernie. You know, the truth is there's about 13 million crimes, physical crimes, committed in the United States every year, according to the FBI's Uniform Crime Report. And every year there's an average of around 7,500 so-called hate crimes. And, of course, those so-called hate crimes are nothing but police reports, police opinions on the street. You have shouting matches, fisticuffs, taunting with racial epithets, things like that. I have been told by the hate crimes police department here in Portland, Oregon, the hate crimes unit of the Portland police, that even if there's a difference of opinion and shouting in an apartment house between homosexuals and straights or whatever is reported as a hate crime, it never goes to a court, never it goes before a judge and a jury, but the ADL insisted years ago in testimony before Congress that police on the street should make their own conclusion about whether a hate crime has occurred or not. So this 7,500 so-called hate crimes is vastly exaggerated. However, if we take 7,500 out of 13 million, that comes to 1/20 of 1%. 1/20 of 1% of all crime in the United States is a so-called hate crime. And yet what Kennedy and these others are trying to sell to us is the idea that this is an epidemic of hate, which is out of control, and not literally today, Kennedy said not an hour should be left to pass without some kind of emergency federal intervention in local law enforcement to put down these crimes.
Well, absolutely, and it's such an important issue from their point of view. Senator Reid said this is going to be one of the first measures that they vote on tomorrow morning beginning at 10:30.
Yes.
There are five pieces that he wants five votes tomorrow, and I understand there are like 300 amendments and all these pieces of legislation that have yet to be moved on, but this has been moved to the front. This is such an important issue. It blows my mind with the dollar collapsing, the financial problems, the Iraqi problems, the potential attack on Iran, and the latest, with the dollar tanking, Israel and Egypt have now requested all foreign aid payments and loans from American taxpayers be made in euros now, rather than in dollars. And Condoleezza Rice has agreed on the euros to Israel.
Oh, brother. Yeah.
So, I mean, we've got so many problems. It blows my mind that this is such an important issue to these Democrats. And where are the Republicans? I heard, I think it was Senator Kennedy or Senator Schumer saying, well, the Republicans believe we need to study this some more. Well, I think you need to just drop this thing, withdraw this, because you haven't justified this.
Yeah, well, there is something so strange about the Republicans staying silent, staying in their seat. All I was aware of in the entire day was a two-minute or three-minute, perhaps, discourse by Senator Hatch of Utah, and this is unreal, because there are people there like Sam Brownback and others who have made it very, very well known their extreme opposition to the hate crimes bill. Why aren't they standing up? And in fact, I actually called the Senate Judiciary Committee today, and I said, is there possibly some kind of a rule of order there today that only allows the Democrats to speak and not the Republicans, some cloture rule or something? And they should be, no, they said until cloture is invoked and approved by a 60-vote majority in the Senate, anybody who wants to speak, Republican or Democrat, can speak. But for some strange, mysterious reason, which I have tried to elucidate probably here tonight, there's an agenda of silence, and it's being perfectly echoed in all the major New Right Christian evangelical organizations. They are saying absolutely nothing about this high drama that's going on in the Senate right now.
Right, and Ted, I'd like to add one last thing here. Tomorrow, it's also important when we call in to say no to the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea. They're going forward with that under a fast track. There is no opposition allowed on that. It's through Senator Biden's Foreign Relations Committee, and that's supposed to go onto the floor for a quick vote. Okay. No opposition is allowed, and the Republicans are not speaking out against that either.
Oh, my. Yeah.
So when your callers call in, I will be calling again tomorrow to say no to the hate crime legislation, no to the DREAM Act, and no to the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea. But the hate crime legislation is number one.
Yeah.
This undermines American free speech. We've got to stand tall against that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yes, Ernie. Thank you for the call.
And thank you, Ted.
And, you know, Ted, I had brought up last week the case of, Gina, Louisiana, with this controversy that the media have blown totally out of proportion. And the message, I'm sure you're familiar with the situation with the one of the black assailants who has been incarcerated and has been denied bail, of course, on the attack on that white student.
Oh, yes.
What is happening here is the media have given the impression that once again, the rednecks in the South are attempting to circumvent prosecuting blacks whose alleged crimes somehow are, equivalent to the crimes of the white victim. That is, that we should put them on an even keel and prosecute them both with an even hand. And, of course, we have not gotten the full story. And just yesterday, I believe, in the newspapers, there was a puff piece that essentially said what I said. And that is that we have been getting a false impression of the real cause of this problem dating back to over a year ago, and whether or not we've gotten any accurate information about what has led to this violent episode remains to be seen. So the media themselves now are beginning to backtrack. But in the point that I'm trying to make here is that once again, they were painting an impression here that local officials cannot be counted on to prosecute these issues fairly and evenly. And after all, these white students, by putting up a noose or two on a tree, and even that was misrepresented, as we found out, that should be construed as some sort of a hate symbol and therefore a hate act.
Yeah.
And we should have some federal intervention. As you know, that's exactly what Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and others were demanding, that federal intervention take place once again. And we all know what Eisenhower did in 57 with the invasion of the state of Arkansas and Mississippi with Kennedy. So it seems to me that that was being used in a very not-so-surreptitious way to promote the hate crimes legislation?
Yeah, you bet. They'll seize on anything they can to try to get a little heat on Congress, coming from the people, coming from the media, to push this bill through.
Mm-hmm.
And yet I don't see how there could be too much heat about a hate crimes bill out of this anecdote this week. But as I say, when you're in control of the media, mm-hmm. as these evil Jewish leaders and hate bill promoters are, then you can manipulate the media and turn mm-hmm. the spigot of information about any direction you want.
Exactly. Okay, 1-800-313-9443. Henry in Connecticut, you're next on the program.
Hi, yes. And also, I believe Jesse Jackass and Sharpie Sharpton also add fuel to the fire with that incident down there in Louisiana.
No doubt.
Yeah.
All right. On the hate crimes bill, Henry, what are your thoughts?
Yeah. He mentioned Brombeck. What state is Brombeck in?
Brombeck.
Brombeck.
Oh, Sam Brownback. Well, isn't he from Texas?
No.
No,
actually, he's from Kansas, I believe.
Oh, Kansas. Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Okay. All right, Kansas. Okay, I'm going to call him. We'll call his office tomorrow. Now, it's funny you mentioned Senator Hatch because I don't have a TV. You know, when I spoke to Ted off air, the same day a couple of days ago. I actually called Hatch's office before I called Ted, and she was asking for a name and so on and so forth and so on. I think they are taking account. Taking account of how many.
Well, they want that because they want to know if you're a constituent or not, and who to write back to, and
yeah,
they
so they
deal with it all the time, Henry.
Yeah, so they could send a letter like
right,
the,
and
like,
the letter is
like
the same letter
did,
in
right.
almost every single district.
Yeah.
People are getting the same letter from each of the senators. It's amusing because
yeah.
it's all prepared by the ADL types, you see.
Yeah, right, I know. To get a, well, one of them, I have to be careful what I'm doing because what I do is a lot of times I will call in other states, and I've called the Montana and Utah and a couple other places. I'll call back and... And sometimes they will ask me the zip code, and one time I got caught, you know, where I heard them grinning in the background before they hung up on me, because they were asking me for what the zip code was in a certain, you know, area of a certain state. And I didn't, you know, I didn't have it on hand. Now, if I had a book or something, I would have been able to, you know, give them one. But I would say other than that.
I tell people, let's be forthright and let's be perfectly honest. And if you're not from a state, don't say you are. Don't falsify it. You know, just state your opposition, and that's it. And that's enough. I think you can do more harm than good by doing that.
Well, what I encourage people to do is feel very free to call any member of the Senate, regardless of whether you're constituent or not. And by the way, we do have a list of 37 members of the Senate at truthtellers.org, and if you can start calling those first thing in the morning. But let's change your message and say it's a shameful thing for Senator so-and-so not to be standing up like Orrin Hatch this morning and speaking against the hate bill. We want them to let them know that we are very, very aware of this dereliction of duty.
Yeah. Oh, well, I will say this. I'm kind of surprised. I'm glad to see that Hatch was speaking out against it. Let me ask this. Are there, this is for Ted, are there any, and I also call the ones in Maine, are there any in the New England states, senators that are let's say could be opposed to it as like Hatch? I mean, like, even Vermont, New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah, there are some. Chambliss is a good one, and there are some others who have made it very clear that they are dead set against it. And again, where why isn't he standing up? I don't have the answer to some of these questions.
Yeah. Well, all right. I would tell people that if anybody is out there, call. What is it again? Let's see, 800. I have it right here for those out there.
I have it. Go ahead.
Call this number. Everyone out there listening, I'll take this down. For the senator, 877-877-651.
851.
Oh, 851. Okay, correction.
Yeah.
877-851, and that's 6437, right? Okay.
That's right. Now, I should mention that I've been calling back there, and I've been quite a few times. This toll-free number is not working. It fades out and then starts working again.
I've used the toll number, which is 202-225-3121, and I get through with no problems.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I would also tell people this, for those of you people out there around my age or younger, down in your 20s, and let's say you don't have, you don't have to use a cell phone, you can go to these stores that sell, like, cigarettes and stuff and buy a phone card.
Right.
Right, and get one for $2. You don't have to get a $5 one. I've used one, and you could call the direct number. I'll tell you, if you do, that works very well. And unlike a toll-free number, they won't even get your phone number.
Mm-hmm.
You dial the local number that's on the back of the phone card. I use that mainly.
Okay.
So that would be a good thing to do.
I see.
That's it.
All right, Henry.
Ricky, you take care.
Okay. All right, Henry. Thank you. Ted, so the situation is this, then. As of tomorrow, you fully expect this to come to some sort of a vote, basically.
Well, that's what Reid said in concluding tonight. He said that we would have a vote on the hate bill tomorrow morning. And so it's getting a pretty fine line. But
now that would be around 10:30 Eastern time, right?
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So people are going to, if they're going to call, you're going to have to call before breakfast. You're going to have to take that time zone into account.
Obviously.
See if you can get some calls in there before they start. It's going to be a very narrow window of opportunity.
All right. Now, essentially, then, what we're expecting then, if this vote should pass and the bill is enacted, then we're awaiting George Bush's veto, essentially. Is that
what we're doing? That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And as I say, I am inclined, I mean, this is just my theory, but I'm inclined to believe that there is a conscious strategy going on now
mm-hmm.
to get the hate bill passed so George Bush can be glorified in the months ahead, especially with the Republicans and needing some kind of fresh infusion of support from Heartland America. If he gets on his white horse and says, I am delivering you from the hate bill, I'm a champion of free speech, it's an antidote to the poisonous reputation that he's had of being the one who takes away our free speech and privacy rights through Homeland Security.
Very interesting. All right, Ted, if you want to stay a few more minutes to round out the hour, you may.
I'll be happy to.
Yes, and we'll also invite an opportunity for a quick call or two to join us at 800-313-9443. That is the number to jump aboard, ladies and gentlemen. And we've given those phone numbers in the last few moments. Let me give them again. The toll-free number, 877-851-6437. And the toll number, which is not a toll for anyone that has an unlimited long-distance calling rate card or rate on their phone bill, you will not get any additional charge if you have that. It's 202-225-3121. All right, we'll be back to sum things up in this hour with Ted Pike. Go to the website, www.truthtellers.org. Our number, 800-313-9443. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
Yes, we better get busy and do what needs to be done. All right, we have Bill in Idaho now on the line for Ted Pike. Hello, Bill. Hello, Bill.
Yeah, well...
There you are, you're
on. I came up now. Appreciated, obviously, everything that everybody's trying to do. I mentioned that I tried to get on Chuck and Larry Bates' show, ACN, broadcasting throughout the country. The religious stations go AM or FM throughout each and every community in the country. And I've been calling every month at least for the last year and a half or 2 years on that program, even considering who and what they are, to mention these emergent needs and that. And I did it this morning just to let you know how bad it is. This engineer knows my voice, and he in particular went, "Ah, Bill from Idaho." Mm-hmm. And he said, "What do you want to talk about?" I said, "The same thing I always talk about. I've called in any number of times. You know what I talk about, and that's encouraging people to participate in the legislative process and there's emergency." And it was very evident that he did not want me on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the conversation, that was it. He hung up. That was it. So we know where Chuck and Larry Bates are, considering they will not allow any discussion of Ron Paul. They're constantly pushing that CFR Thompson, and it's truly tragic. I'm sorry to hear what's going on. Could you give us a focus on which senators in particular we should really be focusing on? We know where Mr. Craig is at. We've already dealt with the spineless here. They will not consent to even mention where their vote is going. And with these no-voice votes and these no-recorded votes, we can't expect too much. But any particular focus that we should take?
Ted?
Well, all I know is that there are about 49 senators who are Republicans in the Senate. We do have a list of 37 at truthtellers.org, and 10, including 10 Democrats who are not co-signers on the bill, and we've included those as possible targets for persuasion. I don't know. It's pretty late. If we do have a vote fairly early in the morning, I'm just not sure how much of that is going to get through. I think it is important if people call, they should make it very clear they expect these senators to do more than just vote for the hate bill. They expect them to stand up tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm.
And, in fact, Senator Hatch today said that he would be standing up again tomorrow and dealing with this issue at greater length. So there evidently is going to be some more speaking. It's only 2 minutes or so, but this has to be the crucial message, that it's a shameful thing for them to be sitting down. They should follow Senator Hatch's lead and stand up and put up a fight for freedom.
All right, Bill.
Well,
thank you.
I would mention, by word of encouragement, it would never happen in a Nazi newspaper in this region, but this week, a 2.5 column discussion by a gentleman, and he gave Numbers USA as well as the 800 numbers and the 202 number to get a hold of Congress. Unfortunately, the hate crime discussion was not mentioned. It was another issue.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes,
there's always hope.
Well,
sure.
Indeed there is. Thanks for calling, and keep calling your senators. Ted, stay with me a few more minutes, please.
Sure.
We do have another call for you. Alan in Texas, you'll be next in 1 minute. when we return with hour number two of the program, Uncensored Radio Free America, with Rick Adams, my guest Ted Pike.
It's true.